Welcome to your Whistle Stop Week. I'm your host, Mark Turner, and I'm joined by four panellists who I'm anxious to have share with me what it is they want me to know about their experience. What can I do to help them feel safe? And just know, I hear you.
Fuck off.
Thank you, Mr. President. With regular skipper Carrie Simerson missing for the next couple of episodes.
Sigh.
The mice we have in today to play are none other than the human personification of amphetamines meets Red Bull, Lauren McKenzie and Jim Burke.
I was hoping that was going to be me.
You can decide which is which.
I like that.
So can you be meth?
You don't want me to be that.
And on the other side of the table, pipe meets slippers, team captain Mark Bars joined by Laura Urich. Hey, I got it right this time.
You got it right this time.
Yay! Nice. It took me once. It's like your fourth appearance on the show.
I wear my Mr. Rogers sweater once, and all of a sudden I'm pipe and slippers.
You need to be pipe. I think Laura would be slippers or a nightie or... I don't sleep with women or men or anybody. I'm not familiar with what we wear at night.
Anyway, women,
moving on. Team names. So, Bars and Nora, what do you have for us?
We wanted them to go first.
Yeah, oh, okay.
First. Well, we already tripped and fell into ours.
Yeah, that's great. So, that's the way to do it.
We are the Manics.
The Manics. Okay, I like that. And that is perhaps the most appropriate team name of the season
so far.
That's
the appeal that we're going for.
Very good.
Yes, Laura?
And we are the Depressives.
Okay. Oh, okay, all right.
Wow. Let's keep it light.
Excellent. Excellent. And all the better because it'll be easier for me to remember, which is always the challenge. Well done, guys. Okay, Manics versus the Depressives.
Depressants, not Depressives.
Ah, Depressants.
Depressants.
Okay,
yes,
Depressants.
Depressants.
Okay. Got you. All right. Round one. What's the story? This is where we take two slightly more obscure news stories from the last couple of weeks, provide our teams with three ridiculous clues, and ask them to work out what the news story might be or construct one that's better and funnier. Okay, Manix, let's start with you guys. Here is your... Why are you laughing?
Because my partner's looking at me.
I'm like nervous.
I'm like very concerned. I'm like, great,
it's like
here
a
we
very,
go.
A very nervous...
very nervous
okay.
Manic person.
First clue. The lion's share.
Got it.
What? Get out of here.
Nice.
You don't even go here.
Punctuation in this particular sentence. I'm not even actually sure it's a full sentence, is it? But anyway, punctuation would be important. The lion's share.
Punctuation is always important, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's have grandma for dinner.
Indeed.
Yes, but
I can tell by
the
blank looks on your face, no ideas. The
no.
lion's
share.
Well,
I'm trying to actually... break apart your accent and actually figure out what it is you're saying.
It's going to be a long show.
Lions.
Is it
lions.
Punctuation mark are we talking about? Is this a clues list?
Perhaps if I were to say it as such, it would be a little more obvious. The lions share.
Okay. Possessive. So what the fuck lion is in the news?
The lions share.
Okay, guys, so I'm
all right,
judging by the blank
clue?
Set.
Can we get clue
nope,
number
give
two?
It your best shot. Okay, here's your second clue. They preferred their dinner poached.
They preferred their dinner poached. Okay.
Oh.
The lions shared something poached.
Is that any nearer? Any nearer the story? No?
God, not much.
All right, clue three. Oh, gosh, and I apologize to our listeners. Occasionally we break into song on this show, but not on purpose. This is going to be the first instance of me doing it on purpose. And when I say song, I'm using that word in its loosest possible context.
I was going to say, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I can't wait. Sing it. Do it.
Try guess the remains in Africa.
Oh, man.
Do you like that?
Obviously, it's a great song that you just butchered. Toto. But it does not deserve that.
Butchering rather comes into this story to some degree.
Okay, see? So, a lion.
Someone's poaching and... chopping up a lion? What kind of dark-ass story is this?
Or, was he saying, okay, interesting.
All right, so, if you don't know the story, okay, which I'm going to go out and suggest that you don't.
Yeah, sorry.
We don't.
What do you have for me as an alternative?
All right, Jim, you got this.
Loosely stitched together, Toto, lions, and somehow poaching a lion?
Why can't I think of, like, how the person or animal was butchered? They were then served up, like, poached eggs. I just keep thinking of that.
A lot of different thoughts going on.
I don't know what networks you watch.
I watch some freaky shit,
you
guys.
I want to hang out with you.
And then the lion poached him and had him for breakfast.
So what do we think?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah, is there like a pass or like a phone-a-friend situation?
Yeah. Can I call my mom?
At this point, you're supposed to be just spurting random shit to make me laugh.
Oh, okay.
That will get you points.
That's also a high bar. The story is...
We're really bad at this.
God, we are not good at this.
The Manics are feeling very depressive.
You know what? Clearly, the Manics aren't interested in points in round one. So let me come across the table to the depressants.
I believe that there were poachers who were eaten by lions and had to be identified by the remains that the lions pooped out.
Oh.
That's a much better story.
What kind of shit do you watch?
That makes sense.
I wanted to watch the stuff you watch to lighten my day.
That is the most obscure porn channel I've ever heard of.
Shit that you
subscribe
watch.
But that is very, very close. It's close. It's obvious you know the story.
No, I don't. I'm totally guessing.
You are not.
Completely guessing. I have no idea.
I call bullshit.
Okay. I'll bullshit. Yeah, as soon as he said lion shoes, we're like, I know.
We have two bullshits over here.
I expect to psych you out.
Oh.
Yeah, totally. It's the mental game.
Well, it was very, very close. Very close indeed. A suspected, just singular, big cat poacher has been eaten by lions near the Kruger National Park in South Africa, police say. Love that. Just love the irony
of
the story.
On him.
Amazing. The animals left a little behind, but some body parts were found over the weekend at the game park near Hoedspruit. The only part of the poacher that the lions left behind was what?
Oh.
Give me points for... We have limited number of body parts here.
Was
so.
It teeth?
No. Dental records, yeah.
Dental records.
Yeah. No, but it was teeth. But it was teeth within...
Where are your teeth,
Lauren?
In your mouth.
My mouth? I mean, where do you have teeth? A mandible? Where are your teeth?
It depends on the night of the week and how lucky I am.
Not watching his channel.
Did they find scraps of the person in... Oh.
No, it was just the head. The lions just... Almost, again, almost like layering the ironies to say...
Wow.
Just left his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like...
Just so there's no... You know, we're not going to make this where you really can't identify the remains. Yeah. It's quite clear.
Yeah.
This poacher here... We just fucked him over.
And then what they don't tell you is that the cats all gathered around and then mounted the head.
Oh my God.
And they were all sitting around a campfire smoking cigars and drinking scotch.
And then to end it, they put his own dick in his mouth.
I am feeling so queasy right now. Anyhow, yes, this was the big cats getting their own back. Folks from the wildlife charity, the Born Free Foundation, said that lion bones and other body parts are increasingly sought after in Southeast Asia, and they're sourced from Africa, where poachers are rife, and lions and tigers, in fact, obviously in India, not Africa, but are endangered big cats, and so I think probably they were getting their own back. All right!
But depressant. What about the bears, oh my.
Exactly. I was wondering. Well,
we had Toto just a minute ago, so I was wondering if somebody might go down the...
Toto.
What was that? The Yellow Brick Road. Okay, depressants. Here are your three clues, and I think I'll start with the first.
You know, starting with the third always helps.
Now, I'm not sure it's going to make a shitload of difference. Really.
Probably not.
Here we go. Business up front, party out back.
Man, why couldn't I get that one?
Do you know this one?
No. Oh. I already like it.
I want to say, this might be the best clue I have ever given. When you know the story, it might be.
Really?
It was one I did earlier in the season that I was so proud of. And I can't think what it is now. But
that's right, kids. Mark regularly breaks his arm, patting himself on the back. Tune in at 7.
I'm the only one who appreciates what I do. Business up front, party out back.
Nope, no idea.
Okay, second clue. It's all about what's up top, down under.
Are we reading my dating profile?
Again? Damn it, Jim.
Again? Swipe right.
It's all about what's on top, down under.
Nope, still don't have it.
All right, Mannix, be ready to swoop in either with the correct story or something funnier.
Right, all right.
Third and final clue. Only about half a hair-raising festival. Only about half a hair-raising festival.
Say that to the bald man. You're a funny guy. No, I don't.
All right, guys. Well, then get those cogs whirring. Come up with something.
I think, honestly, there was supposed to be a rabbit festival in Australia.
Rabbit festival?
Rabbit.
Oh, the hair!
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And okay. they had been attacked by dingoes. And so their little fluffy cotton, only half of them.
Your partner is judging you so hard.
I need to just interject. I'm not quite sure what the right word is, but you use the word dingo.
Dingo.
I feel like I need a wild dog from the outback. I feel like I need to let our listeners know if you happen to hear
dingoes
a dingo
baby.
Sound dingo. Effect in the background. Yes, it's entirely on purpose.
All the babies are safe and accounted for.
We have one here with
no
us
dogs
today.
Were harmed.
We actually record this show in a bunker out in the middle of scrubland surrounded by wild animals. So anyway, hopefully it's amusing you. Anyway, back to the dingoes. Hares and dingoes.
And they ate half of the tails of the hares at this festival in Australia.
Like, you know, David Spade in his mullet days was the host.
Oh, you might be onto something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's something with his mullet. Some kind of iconic person with a mullet.
Yeah, it's either that or it's Crocodile Dundee's son movie.
Which isn't a movie. Did you know
which
that?
Which is not a movie.
That
yes.
was a brilliant ruse from the Australian Tourist Board.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's rare I get to use
your. Is that real?
It was the Australian Tourist Board, and it's rare I get to use the word Australia and brilliant in the same sentence. So, okay, Mannix, what do you have? Anything for us?
All I could think of.
There
about.
Was a key word in there that they used, which.
Mullet.
Around which you could construct a story.
A keyword that they used?
Yes.
Okay, so.
I'm so surprised. They said something important.
I hear down under.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I obviously think Australia. Mm-hmm. I also think thunder from down under.
Okay.
And then only half of a hair. Party in the front. What was that one again?
The business
at
front.
It's an all
party.
Mullet review of Thunder Down Under. Now all yes! the stickers all have mullets.
Where do I get tickets? Yes. Where do I get tickets
Beefcake,
right now?
Mullet. What more do you need right there? Australian accent?
And they only have half of... Yeah, they only have half of their body hair also.
Ooh, okay. Yeah,
yeah they're waxed in the front, but hairy in the back.
Even
and
better.
The Mannix are officially back. It took them a while
hair.
To warm up, but good job, guys. I'm amazed that no one's heard this story. It was probably my favorite story of the last couple of weeks. So, Mannix, you will certainly get points for your story. Depressants. I don't know. What do you think?
I do. I think we get points, too.
You think you do?
Was worse than our round,
you didn't know the rabbit reference, so there you go.
Okay, with your dingo over there.
Dingoes ate my baby.
A town which some claim is the Australian home of the mullet hairstyle will host a festival to celebrate the 1980s haircut.
Oh.
The inaugural mullet festival in Kurri will center around a competition to award the best mullet in five categories. Every day... Grubby, Ranga, Australian listeners, please text us with what Ranga is.
Yeah,
no idea.
Right?
Ladies and Junior Mullet, and Publican.
I have a junior mullet. It's not quite grown up yet.
Jim, this is not something you and I can enter.
No, not
me.
No, I'm just
I love this story. It's fantastic. Anyway, festival host Laura Hawkins argues... The humble mining town of Kurri can lay claim to being the home of the mullet down under. The mullet scene is very strong here, she said. We've already had 50 entries. There's such a variety. There's
dozens of us.
This is the middle of the outback, so there's no guarantee those are all humans.
50 is like twice
50
their population.
50 people have already RSVP'd.
That's more kangaroos than I've seen in an hour.
Anyway, there's the hardcore entry, tough mullets, but also the coiffured, well cared for kind. Entrance will be judged.
Bonjour.
This is my favorite part. Entrance will be judged on their haircut, overall presentation, and wait for it, stage presence.
Oh,
which
there
is why
is.
I like Mannix. I like your reference to
Thunder
stage
from down under.
Very good.
That's right.
No, wait, do you know what rank it is? Were you researching rank?
I'm next in the press.
Okay, hang a sec, hang a second. And guys, Laura has info for us.
There's the glorious Ranga mullet, which is some kind of redheaded kid, and I'm sure I'm angry at Australians everywhere. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a reference in there to redheads.
Yes.
So maybe that's ginger. Maybe Ranga. A ginger mullet.
They get their own category.
Yes, yeah. Because gingers have no soul.
But I think the glorious Ranga mullet said that. Was one particular person.
Your mother's a red?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got real lucky.
Yeah. Explains a lot about
there's
you, though.
There's nothing wrong with red.
I don't have the soul, but I do have blonde hair, so.
Well, you heard it here
undercover.
First. Laura McKenzie does not have a soul. At the end of round one, depressants, you finish with 10 points. Yay. Max, 15.
Oh, yay. We're back in it.
Back
waxed
in
the front, what? Hairy in the back.
Round two. This is where we go fake news galore, but one is correct for sure. It's our headlines round, where we present our two teams with three headlines, two of which are dirty rotten lies, the other is correct. So,
not to be confused with headlice.
As has happened in previous episodes, yes, that's right. All right, Mannix, let's start with you. Here are your three headlines.
We're ready.
World's spiciest ice cream requires you to sign a death waiver.
Mm. Oh, I feel like I saw this.
Cuba claims Canadian Premier Justin Trudeau is Fidel Castro's son.
What?
Greenpeace activist gets arm bitten off whilst hugging a shark.
That seems perfect.
Well, that's what they get.
Who's hugging your three, so let's ruminate. And
I
see
definitely
what
think
with.
The ice cream one is true.
Okay. I also feel like the Greenpeace one might be true because maybe there's like a theme of like animals getting their revenge on the show that we're just like not privy to.
Mm-hmm. Jaws strikes back.
Trudeau and
I think that middle one is that's a headlie.
That's a headline. Okay.
We're going to go with number two for 500 points.
No, wait, wait. Number
two is Cuba.
Fake one.
Yeah, it's a fake one.
No, you have to pick the real one. There are two fake ones one real one.
No.
I should have just shut up.
Okay.
I was utterly confused.
We'll get,
Cuba's not right. We're going for the Cuba one.
so then the first one is the non-lie.
I think the first one is the non-lie.
It's a toss-up here between ice cream and sharks.
No.
Which is something that people who live in their mother's basement say.
There was video of the shark attack, though. I saw that.
Oh.
Man, Laura ain't got no internet. She don't know what she's talking about.
you're just throwing shade because she works at the other college.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I just know a lot about ice cream.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going with ice cream.
Ice cream.
We're going with ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Depressants, what do you think?
That was a good try. It was really good work. We're going to actually have to agree with them because that's true.
Oh, see? Do you see what they just tried to do to us?
Panics.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to work.
You do
realize little sharks over there.
Them agreeing with you doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
But it is.
I love how they're learning this show on the fly.
Exactly. She's like,
that's us. We're manic.
No, you're not. Yes, we are.
Just kidding. Wait,
and we're all about the strategery over here.
Mm-hmm. Squirrel!
And that would be our host.
That's my spirit animal.
Okay, so Cuba is not correct. As much as I love that headline, Cuba claims Canadian Premier Justin Trudeau is Fidel Castro's son. That was a head lie. We are left with Greenpeace or spicy ice cream.
Spicy ice cream.
And you are both correct.
Oh, yeah. Boom.
As it was a Mannix question, you guys do get the points.
Yes,
this is the story of the world's spiciest ice cream. Anyone know for extra points which country it's being sold in currently?
Oh, do I know that?
It might surprise you.
I don't know. Well,
if you're familiar with this country's culinary history, it wouldn't surprise you.
Oh.
No, I have no idea.
No?
I feel like Korea, just because all attention was
Thai?
There.
Oh. Thailand.
Yeah. No, Scotland.
What? Oh,
you had the land bit, yes.
Oh,
Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland?
Half right,
yes,
half
yeah.
Those gingers.
Why do you think you have to sign a death waiver? I mean, it's just good policy when you eat anything as Scotland decides to sign a death waiver. You know,
I'm going to quote Mike Myers. All food was based on a dare out of Scotland. Why? Because it could kill you. I mean, the Colville level in that
stuff. Oh, is it poisonous?
It's almost toxic. Mm. Yeah. Even though it's cold.
It's made with the Carolina Reaper, which is the hottest chili pepper in the world, which comes in at a whopping, I can't do numbers, but let's just say a little over 1.5 million on the Scoville heat unit scale, making it 500 times hotter than Tabasco sauce.
Oh, really? Carolina Reaper. That's what they called me in prison.
Oh, the lady who gave us tit cookies.
You're welcome.
Well done, Mannix. Okay, depressants. Here are your three headlines, which is the headline, and which two are fake. Indonesia's president paid $800 to keep a limited edition Metallica album. Dunkin' Donuts to offer free box of donuts to celebrate 67th anniversary. And your third headline, Barack Obama to announce bid to become UN Secretary General. So three highly plausible headlines there.
Interesting.
But which
now
is
I
the right
ice
one?
Ice cream and donuts.
I can't imagine it's the second one. That would be, there would be lines.
So you're going to go for that one then?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the second one. We're saying the second one.
I could have. If Obama had made that announcement,
I would know this.
Yeah, it would be like everywhere.
Yeah, it really would be.
And it, if there's anybody who listens to the show in the Philippines, that crazy fuck who is your president, which doesn't say much about our president.
This is Indonesia.
Oh, Indonesia. Yeah. I thought it was
Before
the Philippines.
Before you like, insult a whole major segment of the
Muslim population.
Well, it won't, like, kids, like,
Jim,
listening area.
It won't stop him, but at least get the insult to, you know, the right people.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the show is like really hot in the Philippines. So don't worry about it.
We are huge in Japan.
There's like 12 listeners in the Philippines.
It's confusing though.
It's like a huge number. 50.
Anyway, so...
What was that first one? The Indonesian president and the Metallica
Indonesian
album?
President paid $800 to keep a limited edition Metallica album.
To
were those
keep
US
it?
Dollars?
That's the thing, yeah. Keep one.
It says $800, so...
Paid to keep it?
Paid
I believe
to
that's
keep
what he said.
A limited edition Metallica album.
Yeah. That, thing, no
that doesn't make any
Dunkin' Donuts
sense.
To offer free
no,
box of donuts
sense.
To celebrate 67th anniversary. And B.O., to announce bid to become... I call him B.O. We're that tight. Announces a bid to become UN Secretary General. You don't know who listens to this show. You don't know. Don't cast aspersions. It's not just ladyboys from Asia.
B.O.
Maybe they'll give a free box of donuts to every 67th person through the line.
Ooh.
I feel like... That could be it. I don't
Because the other two...
I feel like I would have heard about that one, too.
The second one... Or, I'm sorry.
Donuts,
I'm
right?
in Dunkin' Donuts every day. I heard nothing about this.
So Obama, we'd have heard about that. Yeah, that'd have been
I'm on the rewards program. So saying, and I did not get that email.
You're casting aside...
social media.
You're casting aside Obama.
Yes, we're casting aside Obama. Yes.
All right.
Ew, don't you dare
The Indonesian thing was too so late, poorly Jim. Written, or poorly read. Mm-hmm. I don't know which.
Back to grammar here already.
Yes, exactly.
You're back to 0 points.
No, but I mean, the way you read that headline, I'm like, that's just not well written. Paid to keep. Like, is he holding it for someone?
Well, maybe they have weird Metallica laws there. You don't know. Do you even know?
Why is he paid the fine? Let's go with that one. That sounds fun. It's
so going with Indonesia.
Yeah, that... Is the true one.
Metallica.
Yes.
Again, two words you wouldn't ordinarily see them in the same sentence.
Exactly.
Okay, Mannix, what do you think? Indonesia, donuts, or our former president?
And the goal is to know the true one? I've already forgotten.
We're so bad at this.
We had a lot of fun, like making fun of them, but we forgot to listen to the rules.
How many Red Bulls did you have before this? I really don't. I'm not on board with that Indonesian thing. But also with the donuts, 67 is such a random number or year to celebrate. You said it was a 67th anniversary?
Yeah, who's celebrating that? Get out of here.
Right? Who does that?
No. That's some like...
I mean, I will make any excuse to eat donuts all the time, but 67th anniversary.
What if there were a bunch of people in their boardroom, like marketing group, that is like that? Like
They're like, look, we ran out of shit, so this year we're giving free
Gronk
donuts.
Is injured. We need some other hook. And,
look, free donuts. That'll get
there
him.
There you go.
You know what? I kind of really wanted to just go with
two
that
more,
one.
Two more donuts, and you'd have a really good time.
Oh, well.
Oh, my.
The cream-filled donuts are off the shelf.
Right. I'm trying to make Jim and Lauren blush, but
it's happening.
It's proving impossible. Anyway,
I think, yeah, we're going with donuts.
Dunkin'. All right. Okay. Well, I mean, this is 3 points to you.
We're going with cream filled.
There's some tacky Googling going on.
I know, guys. Phones down, please. Phones down. Even if it's half. Even if it's
half. We see what's going on over there.
We submitted our test, but we're
cheating.
Well, it's only cheating if they revise their answer. Which they're not inclined to do. Because why?
Because we're honest and up. Right,
so that's more to the point, you're correct. Yeah.
Yeah, they are so full of themselves over there.
It is.
Whatever, you can't have our donuts.
Indonesia's president paying $800 to keep a limited edition Metallica album. This is a Time magazine written headline, so take it up with Time if you have issues with grammar. This is the story of Indonesia's president, Joko Widodo. I'm assuming I'm saying that incorrectly, who decided that he would pay over $800, $808 to be exact, to keep a limited edition set of Metallica's Master of Puppets album, which was gifted to Indonesia by the Danish Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen on a state visit last year.
Oh, now I get the key.
Evidently, he didn't want Indonesia to keep it. He wanted to personally keep it and so decided to pay to do so. In fact, he wasn't allowed to do that. It was a gift to Indonesia, and so now he's picking up a lot of heat for it.
Take backsies?
Is this like a re-gifting situation?
Where
like Lars gave a gift, and then they were like, I don't want this?
That's rude.
Rude.
No, I think it's the opposite. I think he was very enamored with the gift. Anyway, end of round two. So I've completely forgotten who did what. You both got your stories right. Got your stories right.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so it would be ridiculous of me to close the gap.
Do you even remember the points? Because we're ahead.
What do you mean, do I remember the points? You don't remember the point of the fucking round. Okay.
Where am I?
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Depressants, 30 points. Manix, 35.
Yes. Oh, God. Yes.
Millennials. Millennial competition.
Exactly.
I'm already sweating out of one armpit. That's right. 35 points.
It just happens to be the armpit that's facing me. Thank you for that. Round three, that was the week that was. This is where we take two news articles from history.
I can't not look at you and laugh when you say this, man.
No, I can't not say it. I want to say it every time. But don't worry, news articles from the future are coming.
News? He keeps saying news articles from history. Well, no shit. They wouldn't be.
Anyhow, two major headlines from the past. And we ask our teams to identify the year from whence they came.
Still want to do news.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, we should have like the theme song from Doctor Who before when he does it. That'd be awesome.
Manix, you want to go first? It looks like you want to go first.
Yeah, we want to go first. We're ready.
Tucked into the mic and everything. Oh, yeah. All right. So I'm going to say, before I give this to you, that this is the first instance ever in almost two seasons where we're going to get away from our usual rule of thumb, which is all of the headlines come from within about the last 100 years. So you're going to need to think a little more broadly and go a little further back in time.
I feel like you didn't need to give that much of a clue.
Well, all I've done is I broadened it from the last 100 years to the last 2,000 years. So I don't really think I've given them an unfair advantage, Laura.
Jesus walks on water.
Oh, yeah. 1992.
Genghis Khan invades China.
Okay, here we go. New Orleans. Orleanians, excuse me.
Why is he Orleanians, saying it like that?
Because it's not Orleans. British. Well, I was trying to think about the correct...
New Orleanians.
I was trying to think about the correct pronunciation.
The best part is watching his mouth do it.
Bear in mind, you're leading right now.
Oh. Is that a threat?
New Orleanians take to the streets for Mardi Gras. First instance of that, when?
Ooh, yeah, I know.
Well, say it.
Because isn't it 150 years this year?
Don't make me do math. Math.
This is like the best thing ever, watching millennials do math.
Are you a millennial too?
I've already got it.
Oldest millennial.
I've already got it.
Yeah. At least he admits to
Mark,
it.
I've already got it. I've already did the math in my head.
I'm sure you did. You counted the numbers over.
Nice.
I don't know. I have an art degree. Oh, I'm sorry.
Best excuse ever. I have an art degree. I'm sorry.
I took one math class in college.
Oh, shit.
You got this.
Lauren, that just tripped off your tongue so easily. Do you use that excuse daily?
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Yes. Oh, thank God.
I forgot the last one. I was like, 868. 1868.
That's our final answer.
1868. Okay, well, in the interests of interest, presents, do you have an answer for me?
Yes, 1868 that I came up with without using paper and
I call bullshit on that,
okay.
Too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why didn't you write it down before?
Because I went through the real math classes and learned how to do it in my head.
Yeah, we had to call calculators. Us millennials that grew up. Us millennials. Like a 20-year-old.
Us millennials grew up. Using the calculator on our phones.
Yeah. Exactly, yes.
Someone had like a TI-83, someone had a phone.
Excuse me, I'm not that young. Jeez, so I still have floppy disks.
The only person we haven't heard from, because to be fair, she can't get a word in edgeways, is Laura. Laura, did you happen to have a different answer to that, or do you agree with Baz?
I would have to agree with Baz.
Well, you wouldn't have to.
Ugh, I do.
Baz. Currently a
gun to not a good idea. It's not a good policy to agree with Baz.
I'm...
But you're going with Baz.
See, I have a communication degree, so math is fine, but history sucks.
Oh, I'm also not good at that either.
I feel bad. The only person in the room with a communication degree isn't being given the opportunity to communicate. All right, 1868, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both teams.
Copiers.
You both have 18.
Bitch.
Oh.
27. Fuck. 1827.
Damn it.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Our math didn't check out.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, there is
the 50th anniversary of Dunkin' Donuts. That's what you're missing.
Damn it.
Yes, February the 27th, 1827, a group of masked and costumed students danced through the streets of New Orleans, Louisiana for the first time, marking the beginning of the city's famous Mardi Gras celebration.
What is it with you and Mardi Gras? You got this one, you got the freaking necklaces, beads in the beads. Sewer.
Yeah, we did. How many was that? It was a bunch.
It was like...
A lot of tons.
67 tons or something.
Yeah, so on a previous show we had...
it was suspect of this answer still. I'm not totally convinced it's not 1868.
Well, that's...
We want a fact check.
That's your prerogative, I suppose.
Just keep questioning him, that's fine.
Give me the rest of the game.
Anyway, the celebration of Carnival... The weeks between the Twelfth Night on January 6th and Ash Wednesday, the beginning of this period of Lent, started in Rome, spread across Europe, and later to the Americas.
But it's not about me, I'm not interested.
Same.
Now I there is going to be the opener to the show. So who brought Mardi Gras to New Orleans?
Christians, of course.
Christians.
But settlers from a particular nation.
Haiti.
France.
You're breaking my tiny heart. Yes, France.
I think it is.
France. Absolutely.
Yeah, win again. 1868 in France. I won.
But Spanish governors of the province later banned the celebrations. Racist. Boo! Boo Spain. After Louisiana became part of the United States in 1803, New Orleanians... It just seems weird to say that. I've never heard that word, but that is the correct word of people from New Orleans.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Back up for
a second. Point of clarification.
Ooh. Yes.
You went backwards in time to 1803. Did you mean
1903? No. The French settlers were celebrating, but informally. It wasn't Mardi Gras at that point.
It was like a soft opening for Mardi Gras.
Correct.
Then Spain came in and said, no. Spain no puedes hacerlo.
No celebrating whatsoever.
No celebrating.
We don't do celebrating.
No beignets.
No. Yes. So anyway, I've totally lost my track. Where are we on my notes?
1803.
Yeah, there was stuff in 1803, and then there was stuff in 1827, and then 1850s. Let's go to the 1850s. Rowdy revelers began to get violent in the 1850s, and a secret society called the Mystic, M-I-S-T-I-C-K,
Mystic Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo.
Mystic Pizza.
Mystic.
That's a 10X reference.
And so was mine.
That is.
The Mystic Crew with a K.
I know what they're talking
about. It's like a rap group, but anyway. Of commerce, I have no idea what commerce is, staged the first large-scale, well-organized Mardi Gras parade in 1857. So the first instance of Mardi Gras was in 1827, the first formal, kind of full throwing things out to people on the side of the streets and getting shit-faced happened in 1857. So lots of different dates in there, but the first recognized date for Mardi Gras to take root in its present form was 1827. What were some of the things that were thrown out to passers-by? We mentioned beads. What were some of the other things that historically were thrown out?
Titties. Oh.
Titties. Titties and bullets is going to be the title of my autobiography.
You wish.
Babies. Babies were thrown out.
Babies, oh, yes.
Babies. Babies would be a good answer. Stuffed toys and also metal coins, which seems a little dangerous. But
I want to know how they got the baby or the whole...
The baby and the king cake.
Yeah, the whole baby and the king cake thing
came
from.
That's where my baby reference came from.
Yeah.
A better prepared host might have that information for you.
Not ours.
So for today. So for if you want free points, subscribe to our podcast.
There you go.
And send us a text.
So, depressants, here is your headline. What year?
Are we still using the whole...
No, we're back to normal.
Okay.
I had to go with that other one because it's topical, and I just liked it. It tickled me. So,
okay. Well, it tickled you.
And you both got the century, so evidently, and you were very close, actually, so evidently it wasn't too wildly out there. Okay. African-American nationalist and religious leader Malcolm X assassinated when? Great big flat line there on the screen.
Yeah.
Just
which,
like Malcolm X.
Too soon.
Laura earns. She didn't say much.
No, she
but
didn't.
She earned her fee.
Yeah, she totally did.
She's
that was
been
well
hanging
played.
On to those zingers.
I'm coming up with like 67.
I had the exact same number come to my head. Let's go with that.
Okay.
1967.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they meant 67 BC.
1867.
Yes. Right at the same, the year before Mardi Gras started.
So, Mannix? I was about to say millennials. Mannix.
You know, I mean, six of one, half dozen of the other.
Indeed. It's the same thing, essentially. Over-medicated people on this side of the table? What a short guess.
And... Under-medicated. Hmm. I feel like I want to pick a year real close to their
I was
year.
The same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do right. Wait. Do I over or under?
I want over.
Okay. 60.
Wasn't it like?
I don't know. I wasn't alive.
I wasn't there. Can we reference that we were millennials? Well, more and more.
If I only work with you in your lifetime.
69 maybe. 68.
One was 68.
Yep.
All right. 68. It is.
Final answer.
Sorry, I'm eating chocolate.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lauren.
I didn't have time to make tit cookies.
Yeah.
And we're all very grateful for that. So 1967 versus 1968. Two very good guesses. Points for proximity. And this might crush our millennials who do struggle to come back.
Mm-hmm.
From challenges. 1965!
Fuck! Should have gone under. Always go down under.
Always go down.
Anger to spike. Can somebody please get drinks?
I am going to flip this table.
Yeah,
quick, give them a participation medal.
Oh, that was fucking low.
As petty as all hell.
Make it shiny, though.
That was low. Make it with a pretty ribbon.
February 21st, 1965 was when... Malcolm X was assassinated by, do we know who?
Ooh.
I mean, obviously, Mannix, you don't, but guys over here, do you,
yes.
You have any idea?
No, some fucking rude. White guy.
So rude.
It wasn't some white guy, actually.
Wasn't it?
It wasn't. No,
oh,
it was
by the, it was the Muslim Islamic group.
Nation of Islam?
No.
Oh, yes, Jim!
Yeah.
Was it really Nation of Islam?
Back.
I'm sorry, did a millennial just give that answer?
Yeah, because
I do believe we did.
Some of us are interested in Black History Month. Some of us are not. I mean, that's a millennial thing. Yeah, you're racist.
Looking at you over there.
Racist number one and two.
Is that a class you're taking or giving?
We'll take our medals in gold and also gold.
I like that.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, the closing ceremonies were yesterday.
Make them shiny.
That's awesome. Anyway, yes, this was... we should be laughing so hard at this topic. But anyway, Nation of Islam, black Muslims, assassinated Malcolm X while he was addressing his organization of Afro-American Unity at the Audubon Ballroom in Washington Heights. Initially, at the age of 21, Malcolm X was influenced very heavily by Elijah Muhammad and his Nation of Islam, more commonly known as the Black Muslims, who considered Americans of European descent to be immoral. What was the phrase he used for you all?
Come on, Mr. Black History Month.
Immoral what?
I was born in Ireland, so this is like your history now. So, learn your history, all right?
Yeah. It was the Moral Devils. Immoral Devils. Anyone want to take up that moniker with pride?
So my other prison name.
Who is? See, my grandfather was referred to as the... oh, gosh, what was the phrase that the Japanese used for the Marines?
Oof, I think we're on, like, dangerous waters right
now. No. Huh?
This might be the most racially charged round we've ever had.
Anyway, I can't remember.
Anyway, Malcolm X deviated from that group. He essentially was ostracized from it. He made some pretty inflammatory comments. But then after visiting Mecca on a Muslim pilgrimage, he was really surprised by and affected by the lack of racial discord among Orthodox Muslims. So when he returned to the United States, he returned as Al-Haji Malik al-Shabazz and founded the Organization of Afro-American Unity. And their position was quite different in that they considered not the white race, but the greatest foe of African-Americans to be black identity and kind of racism in general. So, and that didn't sit well with the folks he had aligned himself with previously.
So hence, they killed him.
Hence the assassination. Hmm. He obviously wasn't born Malcolm X. Anyone know what his real name was?
Oh.
No.
Me either.
Cat until... Stevens.
He was born Malcolm Little, born in Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah,
absolutely. Omaha. Is Stuart his brother?
Aww.
Yes.
Possibly. Do we know why he took the last name X initially before he changed it later in life?
Because he was tired of being called short. No idea.
It was to symbolize his stolen African identity. Mm. So there you go. Okay, at the end of that round,
we're all losing.
Well, no, you clawed a few points back.
Whatever, we
you...
have some gold medals over here.
I know, that's right. They're shiny.
You did get points for proximity. So at the end of round three, teams are tied up, 65 points apiece.
Woo-hoo.
We're here for their participation awards.
Yeah.
Participation. I'm wasted.
And the cookies. And the cookies.
She's OD'd on chocolate. Our final round is last call. This is where we rattle through headlines of the day, removing a word or words, and ask our teams to insert the correct word or words or come up with something funnier. Mm. Here we go, guys. Off to the races. Your first headline. Elon Musk's what launches successfully?
Space child.
Okay, one at a time. Lauren?
Space dick.
Space dick.
Space dick.
Yes. Beat that.
Why
depressants?
Do I feel like every headline is a variation of that? Buzz?
First child. Actually, I think the best theory I heard about that is actually Elon Musk is the master from Doctor Who, and Doctor Who is in that spacesuit that he has sent.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the best theory I've heard.
So what was
so
the
far.
Story? Clearly you know it, Bas, the real story. Uh-huh. Great. Okay.
Good talk.
The first roadster to circle Mars if it makes it through the asteroid belt.
Yes.
I like space dick.
Yes, I like space dick too.
This, which is basically a red Tesla roadster. That is basically a space dick.
I know, right?
He actually launched a rocket.
What kind of rocket was it, Mark?
It was the Falcon Heavy, evidently.
And it was Falcon Heavy because there were...
Phallic Heavy.
Because SpaceX's regular rocket is called a Falcon, and then when they strapped three of them together, they called it the Falcon Heavy.
I just call that a Tuesday.
There you go.
Oh, my put the kids to bed.
I've got to move on quickly. As Bas mentioned, the payload for this particular rocket was Elon Musk's own Tesla
Talk
sports
more about
car.
The load again, on the space deck also.
Stop! I can't.
And as you mentioned as well, Bars, there was a mannequin, a space-suited mannequin in the vehicle, which led to some fantastic photos. What was the music playing in the vehicle?
I don't know what the music was. I know that on the...
Then you don't know the answer. Then you don't know the answer.
Marvin Gaye.
David Bowie. On the GPS screen, it says, don't panic.
It does say that, and it was David Bowie playing on the...
But to the question he asked,
it was David Bowie.
Okay, so hold on for a second. Wait, hold on for a quick second. You said there's music playing on...
The
on the radio.
On the space deck, yes. Mm.
In space,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where music can't be heard. So is it playing?
Anyway, I started this round off by saying we're going to rattle through the headlines. Second headline, Esther Ledecker makes history with double gold in what?
Space deck.
I have a double golden space deck.
We got the Winter Olympics.
Is that
so
both hands going at the same time? When you're skiing, you guys are filthy.
She did two. She did one snowboard, one ski event.
Not at the same time. You should face into it.
Well, yeah.
Yes, in succession.
But she was nothing compared to the squirrel.
Oh, I did see the squirrel. It was so
squirrel.
You didn't see that video? Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. What did the squirrel do?
That's the only snowboard. The head-to-head snowboard race. A squirrel ran out, and
that's the only thing that gets me to watch the Olympics.
Squirrel,
squirrel,
squirrel. So true. So true.
So yeah, she did. But she did. Two of
that's
those,
right.
Whatever.
Why did that? Why was that so surprising? Why was it so unique?
She was the first one to do that.
Absolutely. First to do both compete in both sports and obviously win gold in both sports. Mm. Yeah, she's a snowboarder by, I don't want to say profession even because she's amateur, but snowboarding is her trade, if you like. And she won golds in both disciplines. Incredible. Mm. Okay. I honestly tried my best. Who speaks out about her what performance?
This would be the woman, I don't know her name, but who's sang the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game.
Oh, God, Fergie.
Fergie, yes.
Oh, look at you guys working together.
All the generations.
Virginia.
The old guy knows the news. The young kids know the pop icon.
We have Whitney Houston. You have Fergie.
Ew. Ew.
I hate my generation.
I do love Whitney. I was listening to Whitney for the first time the other day.
No,
for the first time in a long time.
Oh, okay.
And it reminded me, oh my God.
Did you listen to her national anthem? Is that what you were listening to?
No, but it reminded me of one of the first albums I ever got. Album, vinyl, was Whitney Houston. I remember carrying it back from the store,
you
being
were such
proud.
A girl.
Yeah.
And so oh, whatever.
Yeah, no.
Well, we can't all have Fergie albums, sorry. But yes, this was
my first
Fergie.
Album was Van Halen, so I mean
my first album was Fergie. That's
extra points, first person to tell me which band Fergie is a member of.
Black Eyed Peas.
Ah, good job.
Come on.
Name any other members of Black Eyed Peas.
Well, I am. Yes, I'm young! Anyway, as Bars mentioned, this was Fergie attempting to sing the national anthem, albeit a slowed-down, jazzy rendition of it, at the NBA All-Star Game. Didn't go over particularly well. She said, "I've always been honoured and proud to perform the national anthem, and last night I wanted to try something special for the NBA. I'm a risk-taker, artistically..."
But what even was that? That was not art.
No.
The only thing,
from the art major.
Thing...
Coming from the art major.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the only thing artistic that came out of that was Cardi B dancing to Fergie. Yeah. She was like eating popcorn.
Anyway, she said, clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone. I love this country. I honestly tried my best. Trump says Florida school officer didn't have the what?
Testicles.
Oh, well.
Bone spurs.
I know it's hard to make fun of this one, guys, but of course the correct answer is
courage.
Yes, it is. It's courage. Yes.
Oh, didn't he also too? He said he was like, I would have gone in.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That came out today. He said,
yeah,
if I were that guy, I would have gone in
without a gun. Is what he said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was like, I would go
in.
He would
have just gone in
a weapon at all. Yeah.
So this, of course, is the story of Deputy Scott Peterson who resigned. After an investigation found he failed to confront the shooter during the Parkland massacre in Florida earlier this week, which just shocks me because it was a good guy with a gun.
Yeah.
So isn't that supposed to be like foolproof? Isn't that the thing?
Yeah, no? Give a good guy with a gun and they can do anything.
Indeed. President Trump said Mr. Peterson might be a coward who didn't react properly under pressure. And of course, Trump is absolutely right on this occasion. Mm. When faced with a high-pressure situation, one where lives could be saved, mm-hmm. where the right thing to do is obvious, Trump and the Florida legislator continue to display their cowardice in standing up to the NRA.
Yes.
Oxfam loses 7,000 donors since sexual what?
Awakening.
Did anyone hear this story? No. I'm not sure Oxfam is as huge as it is in in the US as it is in Europe.
No.
It's a primary charity in Europe.
Oh, is this the guy, the sexual harassment guy who came from UNICEF?
I'm not sure that was a joke, but we weren't quite sure whether you needed to laugh at that point. But anyway,
she looked at me like, "What the hell are you thinking?"
There might be
like,
an association. So this is the story of Oxfam losing about 7,000 of its regular donors since it was revealed that staff sexually exploited victims of the Haiti earthquake in 2010.
Oh, this is a different
thing. So
essentially,
it's
been what happened?
Dark week for news.
Oh, yikes!
Essentially, what happened is.
Lions eating people that we can talk about?
That was like light.
Bring back the mullet.
Oxfam.
Mullets!
Insect.
What was it? Sex. SpaceX?
Space sticks.
Space sticks.
Oxfam aid workers who were in Haiti and were supposed to be providing aid were taking advantage of young girls, prostitutes there, providing them aid for sexual favors, essentially, and got caught out. So there you go. Prostitutes are people too, Mr. President. what sparks hunt for young boy?
Oh, a lost space stick.
Waxed in the front, hairy in the back.
I would have thought Catholic Church might fit in there. Anyone know this story?
No, I haven't heard this one either.
Oh, this is a great story. Again, European-centric, but such a good story, I had to share it. IKEA, the furniture store.
Oh.
Yes, evidently now there is an internet craze where kids are encouraging one another to hide in stores and stay there overnight when the store closes. And IKEA is apparently a favorite. Can't imagine why, with its huge maze of corridors.
This has been going on for years, though.
Yeah, but by accident in the past.
No. No, teenagers were doing it all the time.
I do it on purpose. I take the meatballs, I just go hide in the corner.
I could see that, you tucked in the corner with meatballs and dime
Swedish
bars.
Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, you with meatballs in both
cheeks.
All
you're missing
cheeks.
Is a space stick.
I know. Then I got
I was trying
time.
To get
Glad
there,
you
Laura.
Said it.
I was trying to get there.
Can't go there.
I was edging my neck nearer and you just...
Space sticks in Swedish.
Anyway, a young boy in Sheffield, England, was missing, lost overnight, and the police found him in an IKEA, the local IKEA in Sheffield. His father said he'd been taking part in a stay in IKEA overnight and not get caught challenge internet craze.
You said this was in Europe?
It was
in this England. This is what their kids are doing. Our kids are over here eating Tide Pods.
Yes, exactly.
For challenges.
Yes.
Well, and then they're like protesting guns. So they're kind of are changing the world finally.
Speaking of which, NRA lashes out at what? As United, Delta, and other corporations, what?
Yeah. Unfair treatment because they're leaving us alone.
Well, all those organizations are taking away their discounts. Yes. So I imagine that they're lashing out at liberals for it. I don't know.
They are
liberal media
at just about everybody. That's exactly right. Yeah, this is the hashtag boycott NRA. It's on social media doing the rounds and has caused United Airlines, Best Western, Enterprise, MetLife, and at least a dozen other companies to do away, as Laura said, with discounts and perks for National Rifle Association members.
May I just say, though?
Yes, you may.
I would have joined the NRA long ago had I known there were so many perks.
So many perks!
I had no idea, and now I'm kind of angry, too, that they're all gone.
The NRA accused the corporations that dropped their discounts of a shameful display of political and civic cowardice. Okay, Kettle.
You know, real quick, though, AARP's coming for us, so it's okay.
Yeah, I think I got 3 years before they start banging on my door.
Very good. And then we're having dinner early and getting all sorts of shit for free.
Come on, guys, just wrap this up. I need to go to Cracker Barrel. And finally, who cashes in on WAS LS Channel 7's Pyeongchang blunder?
Wait.
Pyeongchang!
Did we win?
Listeners, you had to be here. It's something you'll never, never hear. Yes, indeed, it was P.F. Chang. Anyone know this story? Do you guys know what happened?
No.
Is this when the French figure skaters uniform came off and they're cashing in on that?
Bonjour.
Oh, oui, oui. No.
And again, I think we're going to obscure porn sites there, Bas.
No.
This is WLS Chicago news team segment going viral after it accidentally used a graphic that read P.F. Chang 2018 to illustrate a serious news story about the political backdrop to the South Korean Olympic Games. Confusing P.F. Chang, obviously, with Pyeongchang. The restaurant temporarily renamed its lettuce wraps.
I dang it, I was going to say.
Pyeongchang lettuce wraps. Gave them away with entrees last Thursday.
That's
in an
funny.
Attempt to cash in on the gaffe. Yes, very, very good. All right, scores. Oh, let me give a moment to think how we did in that round. Tough guys. Oh, although the millennials have fingers crossed. Evidently, participation medals are not enough for them. You know, I've had so much fun with this episode. I can't break the tie. 80 points apiece. We have a draw.
A tie?
Yes, guys. Oh,
now we arm wrestle? I'm happy with that. Do we arm wrestle for winner?
Well,
I mean, because there has to be a winner.
Feats of strength.
That would be a full guy.
I love like the Euros, like, no, we'll tie. I'm like, all right, no.
Can I just say there are some listeners who are really going to be excited to hear your disappointment at the tie? There are some who really enjoy this scoring system, not scoring system that we have going on.
I feel like a tie is the same thing as a participation award.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's attempt to be a millennial.
Because I just don't want everyone to be happy.
Everyone loses.
You're just so special.
Thanks so much.
And me, I'm like, a tie. Why the fuck did I show up?
Right?
Thanks so much to Required Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and Trilex Radio, who air our show at 9 o'clock on Saturdays. Do appreciate you guys carrying our show. We also want to ask a favor of you, dear listeners.
Subscribe.
And I apologize, this is going to be boring. And
subscribe.
Slightly more lengthy than usual. As we head into our final few shows of the season, we'd be so grateful if you subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already. Also, please encourage friends and family, especially those you don't really care for, to check us out and subscribe to our show as well. Subscriptions help us do several things, including attracting sponsors to the show and help us know what's working in terms of content and what's not. And quite frankly, provide us a motivation to continue doing the show. If we know folks are enjoying what we're doing, we'll keep doing it and continue to try and do it better. With no measure to do that, it's hard to know if our listeners are tuning in or not. In fact, I can tell you, if we don't know if we have listeners, Bars will only give a half-assed effort. Isn't that right, Bars?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So
I
there you go.
I can care
you need to subscribe. Encourage everyone else who follows you on social media, you know, your 2,500 closest friends to do likewise.
Tag, tweet, and poke it.
That's a millennial thing.
Whoa, what the hell was that?
I don't know.
A Facebook poke. You don't remember Facebook poke? Tag, tweet, and poke it.
Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do. And we're going to close, as we always do, with an excerpt from Twitter. This comes from Philip Clark, who is not a celebrity, at Clark Phil is a humble teacher. And he says, as a teacher, I knocked myself out headbutting the ceiling, pretending to be a particle star jumping off a desk. I've set my arm on fire when lit ethanol trickled down my sleeve from my hand. I've burnt my ear listening if gas was coming out of a Bunsen. Please don't give me a gun. Thank you to our panelists, Lauren and Jim, Bars and Laura. I've been your host, Mark Turner. This has been your Whistle Stop Week. Goodbye.